creative journey is not an easy one. We're here to help. The Lightning Rod is a safe space to talk about branding, marketing, business, and the creative industry. Today's host is Tammy Nguyen.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of The Lightning Rod. Today's topic, let's talk about goals, because we know the holidays are around, right? So it's the holidays in the US and, you know, across the globe, a lot of people are celebrating different things. But it's the perfect time, in my opinion, to start planning on your goals for 2021. So if you're thinking to yourself like, Tammy, I don't have any goals, or I don't have anything, I just want to work and do my freelance business, or I just want to go to school. Well, I still think it's important to have goals, even if you don't anticipate on anything huge happening next year, because who knows what's going to happen with COVID, right? Who knows if past this whole vaccine situation, are people even going to get vaccinated? Or the people who do get vaccinated, will it be 95% effective as they say? We don't know. Honestly with you, we don't know what that situation looks like. However, still anticipate as if COVID was still around, and still anticipate as if COVID was gone forever next year. We don't know what the case may be, and so it's better to just be prepared for both situations. A lot of businesses that I've been talking to recently have now started planning for 2021, in which they still anticipate being completely virtual, whether that means their events, whether that means their employees, whether that means anything else dealing with the company. They're planning fully remote or virtual for the next year. That doesn't say anything specific to you guys. We actually plan on possibly having in-person events, if possibly at social distancing if needed, or just if the whole pandemic is over, you know, like crossing our fingers, if the whole pandemic is over, maybe we can get back to it like normal life. But who knows what that situation looks like. So we will plan our goals accordingly based on the worst possible case and the most fun case that could happen. So I encourage you guys to do the same thing. So let's talk about these goals, right? Specifically, let's start talking about how to plan for them. So when you were planning for these goals, when we first started our business, we planned it month by month, I believe, which I do not recommend. I don't recommend month by month, and it's mainly because we don't know. A lot of times we just don't know what's going to happen in that following month. Say, for example, we planned, right now we're about to step into December. And so if we were to plan for January, we don't know what's going to happen in January, nor do we know what's going to happen in February. That could just pop up at any moment, and that could like pause everything that we need to do. So I definitely think it's an overtime thing. The very first year of business, the month-to-month thing worked out very well for us. And over time, it started getting a little bit more structured and a little bit more scheduled, where we knew like the following month this needed to happen, or we knew this needed to happen, or that needed to happen. With that structure building over time, we started developing plans at 3 months at a time. So we'll do like a monthly thing, and then we'll do like a quarterly thing, I believe, and then we'll just meet and we'll talk about it. Especially with COVID this year, we didn't get a chance to do that as much. So we kind of just went straight in and just started working our butts off, because we knew what we wanted to accomplish, which was partnerships and working with clients. That's all we're concentrated on this year. We didn't even anticipate going to a market, because we were like, who has time for a market? Honestly, it's COVID. No one has time for it. But in October and early November, we did go to markets and we made some significant money there. So I wouldn't knock it. That's what I'm saying, is like a lot of cases, things come up and you just don't know where that takes you. So be flexible in your planning. After we started planning that way, that's when we decided, let's start planning for the whole year. So we know exactly what we need to accomplish each month, right? We'll lay out a calendar of the month by month of what needs to happen, and the week by weeks as well. So we know weekly we have to release a podcast episode. We also know we have to post one of our Creative Smicky TL interviews, which is a very cool little platform that we just opened just to spotlight other creative people here in Atlanta. We just really wanted to feature different creative people. And so we opened that platform, and we know that needs to happen weekly. And then we started planning our monthly events. What's happening virtually monthly? What are we doing brand-wise monthly? So those things need to pop up on the calendar. And then anything in between, what are we doing then? Are we releasing merch? Are we having team meetings? Are we doing some type of brand pop-up initiative? Are we trying to do something else? You know, a lot of these things come into play. So that's where we started planning for the whole year. And that's what we're starting to do now, because 2021 is around the corner. So for you guys as well, I recommend plan month by month. To begin with, don't make that a habit, is to begin planning month by month until you build some type of structure. And then the very least is to start planning out 3 months ahead. So like in the next 3 months, what needs to be the goals, what needs to happen in your company and or like your businesses or your in your freelance world, what needs to happen in those 3 months, whether that means it's a revenue goal, whether that means I need to get my own space to do something, or that means I need to invest into something, whatever that thing is, lay out those goals now and then revisit them in 3 months. Did you meet those goals? Did you fall short? Like, what happened? How can we do better? Can these goals be moved to the next 3 months and then kind of move from there? So I think that's my best advice for goals. The second best advice I could give you as well is to plan attainable goals. Please, by the love of, you know, the creative gods, please plan for attainable goals. So if you know you only make $500 this month, or like you only make $500 off of freelance in general, like you're a new person in freelance, you can only make $500. Don't anticipate January to make 10K. That's too big of a gap that you can't make. Obviously, I hope that, you know, I wish that upon like everybody. If everybody could make 10K on this podcast right now, I mean, do you really even need me? Like, honestly, do you even need me anymore? Are you going to share money with me? So I don't think it's an attainable goal. So the point of topic here is to make attainable and reachable goals. Make goals that you can reach. Imagine yourself in front of a huge sheet of paper that has like lines and lines and lines of goals that you've set for yourself. The only way to knock those goals off is to actually accomplish them. You can't accomplish $500 to 10K a month in a matter of a month, unless you're signing on a lot of contracts and you got like 5K deposits each time. That could happen, but surely you wouldn't be making $500 a month if that's the case, you know? So make it attainable. So for example, if you're starting at $500 a month, let's see if you can get up to 1,000. That's really pushing it, because if you're consistently making $500 a month off of freelance, to jump to 1,000, you're going to have to put out some legwork. There's a lot of work to make that $500 difference. So are you sacrificing more sleep? Are you sacrificing family time? Are you sacrificing eating time? Like, what are you doing to attain that 1,000? You know, you have to like really accommodate that. And so for us as well, if we have any type of monetary goal, we have to consider the fact like, okay, what are we sitting at right now? If we can only make 3K a month, and that's with like, what, 4 people working on the team? If we can only make 4K and our goal is to make 10K, so that's at least double, right? So that means we have to have at least 8 people actively working, and those 8 need to be doing the same amount of effort that we've been doing as 4 people. So I don't know. I'm thinking about it to myself, and I don't think it's reachable, because I could definitely see 3K to 5K, because maybe we sign on a very big contract, or like we hire one more person to join on board to kind of help with the client work, etc. Then sure, up to 5K, 6K, 7K, and then you build up from there, right? And then if we definitely sign on a big contract where it's like 10K a month for sure or something of that sort, then yeah, definitely you would need to hire more people, because there's no way the same 4 people could do the 10K contract if we can only do so much, you know? Like I think it's a lot of playing your cards. I know this sounds bogus a little bit if you're just listening to me talk, but in my mind, that's how it works, is that if I know it took 2 people to get 1 job done, and then now suddenly we have 3 new jobs that come in, either those 2 people have to really sacrifice a lot of time or sacrifice a lot of things to get the next 3 projects done, or I would have to hire one more to get a 3rd person to at least help with the load. So that's what I mean, is like if you have such high levels of, you know, high monetary goals, that might mean you have to sacrifice something. That means you have to sacrifice something. That means, you know, either sacrificing something from yourself or sacrificing a little bit of money from your side to hire on somebody to help you with the projects to get them done. Surely it's a concept that a lot of people know about. Probably they just don't share, but it's something to consider. So when you're making these attainable goals, so let's stop talking about the money. Let's talk about other attainable goals. So like, for example, if you want to get an office by the next year, or like by January, you want to look for an office, now would be a good time to look, start, you know, identifying your budgets, identifying can you fund this next office for the next, you know, months, years, whatever your plan is. But think about that as well. Think about the long-termness of your business. Some places require leases. So those leases could be up to a year, could be 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. Do you have the money to sustain yourself for the next whatever lease amount it is, or you're going to get an office space where it's like hours is month to month. And if it's month to month, yeah, it's a little bit better. However, you got to be really smart with your finances. I always recommend 6 months in advance. A lot of people say just 6 months is fine, but if you can, even go up to a year. If you have a year of expenses kind of already mapped out and you know where that money is coming from and you can kind of put toward the office already, then sure, you might have a solid plan there and then you can just use the year to recoup back that money and make some profit for yourself. That's a good plan. However, you know, you don't think about it as well. You don't need an office space to do good work. I definitely think that we needed the office space for a lot of reasons. This may be because if we wanted to start recording our podcast in one central location, we have the space to do it now. We need a place to have our merch ready because we started launching our merch store, which has been getting sales. That means we need a place to kind of let all that stuff function because it can't be in each other's houses anymore at this point. Like, I don't have time to drive over to Sheena's house, or like, Sheena doesn't have time to come over to my house to pick up merch to go deliver. So having one central place where all that can be stored and can be housed is part of our investment, part of our marketing plan, part of like our business plan as well. So it's all important. I think like it's a matter of like understanding your goals and understanding where you're trying to take yourself and then planning things around that to develop even mini goals or little steps and little investments or little things you need to do to reach that goal. And the very last thing I really want to mention is to make sure that your goals, whatever you're setting up for yourself, whether that means office, monetary, or anything that we've discussed today, make sure you're finding fulfillment and make sure you're fulfilling your passions. And the reason why I say that is because oftentimes we're very stuck on making money, right? Because we have to survive. And so I get it. We're about it. We're about feeding the hustle. We get it. But a lot of the times, because we're so focused on getting that money and getting the cash and making the money so that we can survive, we forget, why are we doing this in the first place? And then in those times that you're spiraling, just like my previous episode about imposter syndrome, when you're in that moment, you're spiraling, everything is going against you. You think everything is shit. You think everything is trash. Don't let it do that to you. The best way is you find your balance. So make sure the goals that you lay out for yourself in the next coming year doesn't just surround your business or doesn't just surround about making money. Make sure you have other goals as well. So like, for example, if you have kids and you want to spend more time with them, maybe make it a goal, spend at least 3 out of 4 weekends. Again, making it attainable. If you've already been not spending time with your kids every weekend, it's going to be hard to make that transition to spend weekends with them every weekend. Like, that's just setting yourself up for failure. Maybe make it a goal. Like, by the summer of 2021, I would have want to at least spend 1 weekend with my kids every single month. If that's your living situation, just using this as an example. Or if it's related to your parents, you know, by March of 2021, which is mom's birthday, I want to be able to save up this much money to afford her this car, afford her this watch, afford her a nice meal, afford her some flowers, whatever your scenario may be, you know? I think it's just important to make attainable goals that are reachable and give you fulfillment in your life. Like, doing these kind of things will make you feel more fulfilled and less overwhelmed by your work. If it's always about the business and it's always about the goals, there's obviously a difference, right? There's making business goals and then making personal goals. And so in this episode, I'm really trying to pinpoint is that you need to make both. Don't sacrifice your personal life just for your business. And at the same time for your business, you know, don't sacrifice things in your business life for your personal. Like, there's a lot of things that I could bring up there, but those are kind of cards and conversations you need to have with yourself, because I can't make those decisions for you. I just know that I do my best to make sure I'm making goals for both and making an effort to reach both simultaneously. And so I think that's it that I have for this episode. So just make sure you're, you know, building your goals. Overall, I do want to know what kind of goals you guys have, because is there something that I could help you with? Is there something that we could partner on? You know, any type of business goal for next year that you may have that includes TCF in the vision and you kind of want to collaborate on it, you want to talk about it, anything like that, let's do it. You can email us at letstalk@thecreativefolks.org and I'll be waiting upon your email. I'll see you in the next episode. Let's hustle.
Did you know that we have an entire content library for you to learn from? Check out our website for more information. Thanks for tuning in today. The Lightning Rod is powered by the Creative Folks.